This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It's Joy Breakfast with Dixie and Rach.
And we are joined in the studio by Vic Poles, Jeremy Oliver and Joe Stafford.
Yay.
And we've just celebrated Trans Awareness Week. Was it not last week, the week before? Time is irrelevant to me at this time of year. Goodness gracious, it's almost been 2 weeks. Jeremy, how did your walk for Trans Awareness Week go?
It was so amazing. So I walked 3 days, 105 kilometres from my home in Kensington all the way down the southeast coast. I did pop in here and took a photo with the flag up on the rooftop and walked all the way down to Portsea and raised money for Transcend Australia. So our friends that support trans and gender diverse young people raised over $2,600. And unfortunately, though, came off with some mega blisters on my feet.
Oh, no.
Then had to wear Birkenstocks for the rest of the week.
Oh, so you just became a lesbian. Welcome.
Yeah.
And now, that's not the only thing that you got behind during Trans Awareness Week. What did Vic Pohl do for Trans Awareness Week that week?
Yeah, we supported Trans Awareness Week with quite a few activities. We started with raising a flag at the Victorian Police Centre on Spencer Street, and that stayed up for the entire week. Then we had various morning teas and used it as an education session. That afternoon on the Monday, we had an event where we had a boxer and a powerlifter, both identifying as trans, and that was an education and lived experience event. On the Tuesday,
did you do like a come and challenge them and see if you can be better?
We contemplated it, but no.
OHS.
Yeah, OHS.
Always rules.
Yeah. And then we, on the Tuesday, we took a leadership group out to Academy and we got to experience the training package that Daniel Laidley actually helped develop for Victoria Police, which was very special and a really good opportunity to understand more about the training package. Our Trans and Gender Diverse Employee Network went to a movie screening for Queer Film Festival.
Amazing.
Did my trek, and we had various other activities throughout the week.
Wow, that is a huge, huge action-packed week. Did Danielle get to attend that training with you?
Not that particular one, but Danielle has attended one. That was, really integral to really implement that training, just so it's from practical perspective, but also that lived experience from a trans person too.
Wow, amazing. And in more LGBTQIA plus news, the fact that we're saying A as part of the acronym for your portfolio as well, when did that come about?
Yeah, so a couple of weeks ago, actually, we implemented the A. So over the last few years, we've actually expanded the acronym. So maybe I believe 5 years ago it was LGBTI, and then we've seen the Q added to reclaim the queer term, and then we added the plus, and now we've added the A, which for
next
those,
we're going to add the P.
Yes.
For pan.
Yep. Yeah, so A stands for asexuality or aromantic, and it's really to increase the visibility and further support the asexual community.
Love. Oh, congratulations. That is so much. Wow.
Joe Stafford, I just want to ask Joe,
please.
Your priorities coming into the job, I mean, I know you're here because you've only been in it for a short time in this particular role, but as leading the team, what are some of the priorities you'd like to be seeing to implement over the next 12 months? Anything, like, there must be something going on in your brain.
There's a lot going on. As I said earlier, just understanding the business a bit better, understanding the needs of community, but also looking at the enforcement tools that are available to Victoria Police. So, and I mentioned during the break, anti-vilification laws are needing to be strengthened. So there's some work that's happening at the moment, some advocacy to see that those changes come into effect so that we can actually protect the community better and show a stronger sense of support to our priority communities.
Big job ahead.
big job ahead.
And we also, you know, our immediate things, we have like drag story time and support for events in the trans and gender diverse community, but we also have to then forecast what we expect to see in 6 months and then 12 months, but also in the next 5 years. So we've got a strategic planning day coming up, which will set that out, and we'll also be taking feedback from the town hall. So
amazing. Well, can't wait to catch up next time about
now, and everything. In Geelong, it's in Geelong, yeah?
Yeah, in Geelong, and this was to show support for our regional communities. Love and it. We'll see our town hall start to pop up around the state and not just centralised in the CBD.
December 7 is the next one.
Yes, yeah.
In Geelong.
Yeah.
And you can find out more information about that on our podcast that we will be posting after the show today. Joe and Jeremy, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Let's get back into some music. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean. And I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.